right now. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. I'm pretending like I didn't hear that, Steve. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, before I start, Cheryl, I just want to get y'all's opinion. I'm really thinking about this. It crossed my mind. I think I want to maybe do some exotic dancing for the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Just for the holidays.
What? Like, well, ask your uncle how he feels about it.
They don't lie.
He know I love to work. He know I like to get my hustle on. So I'm just saying this.
I've never seen nobody hire no elves to strip.
You can't.
I'm not no elf, man. I'm 5'10 and a half. I'm just.
Well,
come
you
on,
said you're gonna do it at Christmas. What you think they gonna do for you?
Listen, I'm trying to get some. Just
like if you did it at Easter, they would think you was the bunny.
Bring him out, Steve. Bring him to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, especially boys and girls, coming to the stage. The hot one.
The hot one.
The tot one. The man that has revolutionized the Chippendales. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome E.T. Elf Tommy. Come on out, E.T., and you bring your short ass out there just popping hard. Kids jumping up, dancing and stuff.
Why the kids there? It's supposed to be male.
I don't know why the kids there. Yeah, just, I said exotic.
They be hollering out stuff he don't want to hear. Make me a toy. Stop all that dancing and build something.
Where's Rudolph?
All right, guess I got my answer. I will think this out on my own because apparently y'all are no help whatsoever. I think I'd be a nice.
What's in the bag,
girl?
Mister?
We gonna make it rain for you, Tommy. We'll make it rain.
With what? Some damn Monopoly money? What?
We ain't making it rain. Make it snow. That little kid is be hectic. Oh.
It's winter.
Where Rudolph at? Why you by yourself?
Candy canes.
How come you ain't bringing no candy?
Here we go.
Yes.
Yes. This is called Drunk Husband. Your drunk husband. Mm. All right, cat dog, let's run it, man. I will keep my little thoughts to myself on what I want to do on the side. Anyway, here you go.
Hello?
You got to hold on a minute, okay? All right, I got your phone. I'll give your wife a call.
Hello?
Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay, right now I should be taking you in, but I'm not going to do that. You let me. If she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. All right, Officer Brian's going to put you in his squad car. I'm going to call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now. All right. Okay.
Hello. Hello. Who is this?
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniels.
Officer Daniel, you just called from. This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniel?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You don't have my husband because my husband is at work. So he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Did you say somebody was with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, man. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated. From the looks of it, she's calling somebody to pick her up now.
I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son got no back in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, tell me this. Look at that and tell me what she looked like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea exactly. Excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
Ma'am, what exactly is your name?
About in my because he's supposed to be working.
I'm sorry. Jasmine.
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay.
Bridget.
No, just stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Kenny, but...
Keep them there. Hold them there till I get there. I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can get me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car. But I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not take this guy in.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling his with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there. Because I got some things that I need to take care of this day. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now. I'll be there in a minute. That took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there. Keep that. I get there.
Okay, well, now there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. There's another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other riding with Kenny. You just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman? Do you know nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy.
Cynthia, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband, Kenny, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you and Kenny can kiss. Let me tell you what was just going to happen to Ken and Nephew Tommy. I was going to go down to Bankhead and 285 and tell him when he get home, he's still on.
Oh, my God. You all right?
Oh, my God. Nah, I'm going to kick. Where you at, Tommy?
Oh, man. He told me, he said, man, my wife don't play. He said, call my wife, man, to prank my wife. You all right, Cynthia?
I'm good, Tommy. I'm good. But what for real, though?
He at work. He in your car at work. He works.
You better be at work.
Hey, baby, tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. There you have it.
That's crazy. King of Pranks.
It is what it is.
He played too.
Y'all already know I'm going to be on Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving Comedy Festival on Saturday after Thanksgiving. New Jersey Pack. That's November 30th, Saturday night. It is Dominique, Finesse Mitchell, Cheryl Underwood, and yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale right now. NJ Pack, New York. Everybody in the tri-state. Everybody around the way. Get your tickets.
All right, nephew.
It's on the way.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.